Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money. And we had a terrific setup conversation with Brian DaCosta, who's founding partner and president of Algonquin Capital, about the rise in interest rates that we've just seen and could they continue to go further. What's the impact of that? Is fixed income or bonds still a place to invest, given that rates might be going higher again? And what do you do if you've got a mortgage, right? Should it be variable? Should you be fixing it in? What do we do with all of this?
And are we raising interest rates so much that we're going to go into that R word, the recession?
Yes.
And this, I think we should start there.
Let's start there.
So, Brian, welcome back on the show. I just wanted to kind of ask you that question right off the get-go is, do you feel, based on all the data that you have, that Canada's heading into a recession?
So this is the, the million-dollar question. We get this one a lot. There is a theory out there, and the central banks do talk about it, how inflation can fall to 2% and, the unemployment rate really not move. To be honest with you, I'm very skeptical of that theory. There's no historical precedent for that. And so my thought is that, at the end of the day, the Bank of Canada has one mandate, really, which is a low and stable inflation. They've defined that as 2%. So I think that ultimately we're really going to get the 2% inflation is the unemployment rate has to go up. And I think anytime you see a rise in the unemployment rate of say 0.5% at least, then you're probably going to meet the conditions for a recession. That said, I don't think it's going to be a really deep or catastrophic one. I think it'll be, fairly shallow. It's not something that I think people should fear in any great way, but I think ultimately we are going to, go through a period of very slow growth or no growth or slightly negative growth, which is going to be necessary to be able to bring inflation expectations down.
Okay. So you're consistent. When we spoke with you last, it was sort of a mild recession was the expectation. You haven't, I think, changed your position from there. Is that true?
I haven't changed my position, and that's largely because I'm watching the way the Bank of Canada operates. And so far, I think they have been prudent. Where, my concern would go up is certainly if they, started to embark on another 50, 75, 100 basis points in a more mechanical fashion, then I would think you have to say, okay, well, now the probability of them overshooting on interest rates is growing, and an overshoot on interest rates, it's like taking a big sledgehammer to a nail. You can actually, one swing the nail is in a good spot, the second swing you've broken the board. So I think that's where I would be very concerned.
Brian, the bond market has forecast how interest rates are going to move in the short term and how interest rates are going to move in the long term. And there's been a lot of conversation on both sides of the border that the central bankers are going to cut interest rates. Is the bond market pricing in an interest rate cut? And if so, when?
Yeah, so the way bond traders and portfolio managers, try to understand what the bond market is looking at is we look at the shape of the yield curve. And most of the time, what we see is what's called an upward sloping curve, where, the shorter maturity yields are low and then the longer term yields are higher. So 10-year yields are higher than 2-year yields. What we've got today is still what's called an inverted yield curve, where the yield on a 10-year bond in Canada is about 3.5%, but the yield on a 2-year bond is 4.5%, right? And so when we see an inverted yield curve, that tells us the bond market expects interest rates to be lower in the future. And there's really only one way that that's going to happen, and that is, or one condition that we need for that, and that's inflation to fall. So, like we talked about just prior to this, inflation can fall all on its own, that's a theory. And, we could get there without, and then that would allow rate cuts. Or we get a recession that allows inflation to fall and then we get rate cuts. So right now the bond market is saying no rate cuts this year. In fact, we think at least one more hike, possibly a second one. rate cuts are not in built into the yield curve until around the second quarter of 2024. But the bond market does expect that when they materialize, that they will be a number of them in a row. So, you know, whenever it starts, they're looking at a trending 4 or 5 rate cuts, 100, 125 base points of rate cuts between 2024 and 2025.
Okay, so that's been pushed out materially since where we started at the beginning of the year when the bond markets were anticipating rate cuts by the end of 2023. So clearly the Fed and the Bank of Canada's message has been accepted by the bond market that, you know, we're going to likely have to keep, even if we pause, we're going to have to keep rates higher for a little longer to make sure that inflation, in fact, does retreat. So, okay, that's interesting to hear. What do you do, Brian, if you're coming up to a mortgage renewal now, given what you see in the bond markets and what bond markets are telling you about the path of interest rates? If somebody has a, you know, is this year their mortgage is retiring, they're expiring, and what do? Do they go short term for a year, expect it to fall, and then lock in, or do you take 5 years? What would you advise on that generally? And I understand, you know, every individual should get their own professional advice on this, but how do you see this playing out?
Right. So the first thing I would say is people should not expect to see interest rates back to the low levels we saw in 2020 and 2021. And I'm going to be really bold here and to say, I don't think we'll see those levels again for decades. And the reason I think that is because I think the period we saw, you know, just even prior to the pandemic, where we had 2% interest rates and 1.5% interest rates, that was the anomalous period. I think we're going to go back to a level, you know, a period that was sort of where we were in the early 2000s, and that could be a 3%, 3-4% interest rate world. So people should have their, you know, when they're thinking about their mortgage rate, that should be the first thing that they, you know, I would like them to think about, is you're not likely to get a fixed rate mortgage at 2% again, right? Now, in terms of what to do this year, you know, as you pointed out, a lot of this really depends on someone's financial situation. Conventional wisdom says, hey, a floating rate mortgage, you usually do better than a fixed rate mortgage over a long period of time. But I think we're really focused on, you know, as Canadians, you know, mortgage, you get an opportunity to reset your mortgage, you know, every 5 years, or depending, it could be every 3 years if you do shorter. So my thought is, you know, there are going to be some people who will think, hey, you know, there is a path for central banks, the Bank of Canada, to cut rates very aggressively if the economy plunges into a deep recession, you know, very soon. So I think for the folks that, you know, really truly believe that's a risk, then, and they can afford to make the higher payments of a variable rate mortgage, then a variable rate mortgage would make sense for them. But I think the other side of that is it probably does take longer. And you know, if we think that rate cuts are coming later in 2024 and into 2025, then a really, you know, potentially good option is to fix your mortgage today, but do it for 2 or 3 years, so that you can take advantage of having that renewal, hopefully in a lower rate environment than we are today. And then at that point, you know, the 5-year mortgage might make sense at that point. And then for the person that, you know, really cannot handle a higher rate at all, or they just need to sleep at night, then of course for those folks, you know, as painful as it might be, the 5-year mortgage rate, you know, gives you the certainty for 5 more years. So, but I think right now, probably from the vast majority of people, that fixed rate 2 or 3 year mortgage might be a really good way to go.
Okay. I think we have to leave it there. I could talk to you for hours, as you know, Brian, on bonds and whatnot, but thank you. I think you've given us some pretty good insights, some things that we need to be watching as investors, and some things that we need to be thinking about if your mortgage is coming due soon. So thank you again for joining us tonight.
My pleasure.
All right, we've been joined by Brian DeCosta, who's a co-founder and the president of Algonquin Capital. Now, we have to make sense of all this stuff, right? These are just bits and pieces of portfolios, but total wealth, managing mortgages and debt and so on and so forth. And we have to talk about all of the different things and how to bulletproof your retirement at our upcoming seminar.
Yeah, that'll be on Tuesday, June 20th, 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn. You need to register. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com.
Why has nobody ever told me that? Is that a question you've ever asked yourself? Well, if you have, join us after the break to find out why you're not getting the full advice that you should be getting. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.